Hello again, this is Hypocrisy. Again, we got a mule and came in here on our epic 2015 epic camping trip, Lake Kachuma 2015. It's been more epic than I could have ever imagined. I mean, right?
It was a success.
Yeah.
I mean, all around from top to bottom, just a success.
The photos that this trip has yielded are itself, I mean, they were
well documented, this trip.
Yeah. And in these photos, I mean, some of them are just for us. I mean, some no eyes will ever see except me and Cayman.
Which ones are you thinking about? Because I think all of them. I mean, there's the one of us making out, which we might want.
No, that's obviously not going to make it. I mean, what you just fucking told everyone about. I mean, there's a lot of alcohol involved. I mean, we were not 100%.
I was drinking all day long.
We were drinking, yeah, from the moment that we actually left the market, right, when we popped the road soda,
yep,
to right now.
Yeah.
We've been drinking.
Pretty much nonstop.
Yeah. So it's been going nonstop, and it's been epic. I don't know what other word to use. Epic is such an overused word.
Yeah, but it's fitting.
I mean, people would, you know, they'd go to Starbucks and be like, oh, that was epic. But this was, in every sense of the word, epic.
We've done anything from whittling ergonomic shanks to disc golf.
Yeah. Oh, disc golf.
Skipping rocks.
Everything you do, skip rocks. Yeah. We whittled. I mean,
we had a successful fire.
Yeah, without the use of any lighter fluid.
Yeah.
We have footage of Cayman whittling wood. It was just epic. I mean, my goodness, it's probably coming up on, 10 o'clock, something like that? I don't even know what time it is.
It's probably like 11 something.
Yeah, but I mean,
we're about to shut it down.
Yeah, we're about to shut it down. I mean, I think we're coming up on our last beers.
Yeah. I think I'll have one left over.
We just pitched, you know, Cayman's going to sleep under the stars with Vader. I pitched my tent in under 4 minutes.
Yeah, probably. With some assistance.
Like, barely any.
I carried you through that whole operation.
You held a flashlight is all you did, dude.
So, just a little update on Schmart, which if you listen to the last episode, you'll know, was a guy who we thought was going to try to come and, ruin our party, basically.
Yeah, exactly. We thought he was going to crash.
Just some drunk local dude, I guess, that got kindly enough held up by the sheriff and told him he had to stay here. So
yeah, he's lucky he didn't get arrested.
He's really lucky. But he came through. We thought he was going to just ruin the night, but he disappeared somewhere. Must have found another party. But he is one big spot away from us, so we can see his truck from where we were, well, when it was daylight. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, about 15 minutes ago, the alarm for his truck starts going off. Lights are flashing.
Horn is honking. It's just the alarm's going off. It's late.
And you can see Schmart's in that. You can see the door was open and Schmart was in there.
So obviously, between 3 hours ago and now, he linked up with someone, had a lot more beer, and tried to break into his own truck.
Yeah. Which was a good grand finale for me.
Exactly.
That was Schmart.
That was a great way to finish up Schmart.
Yeah, it was way better than him coming over and hanging out with us.
Yeah. So but,
so he found somebody.
Yeah, Schmart is back in his vehicle. He's sleeping in his truck. We started our fire and completed our fire without a visit from Schmart. So we're good to go.
And Schmart.
What if he's the actual Sharter? Not Sharter. I mean, so what if he's Sharter?
The Sharter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think just for listeners who are, you know, loyal to us, we have to say that this is the first episode we've ever recorded in pitch black. Like you're across the center console and I can't even see you.
Yeah. Way to paint a picture for the people at home. It is. It's so dark. The sky's clear though. So you can see stars. The moon. I don't see the moon.
I don't see the moon either.
Which makes it more epic.
Yeah.
You know?
Nature.
Sorry to use the word again.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I mean, you can't overuse the word epic as far as this camping trip goes.
It's it was good.
Everything I've expected and more. I mean, and to finish it off, nature is putting on such a show tonight.
Nature's putting on the show. Yeah.
I mean,
it's beautiful.
See, yeah. I mean, the galaxies of the universe are just on full display tonight.
Yeah, and I'll be sleeping right under them.
Yeah.
Amol begged me to sleep in his tent.
No, I offered. I offered.
It's like way too small for two full grown men. Way too small.
And Cayman had come up with there's a photo of just unlimited. I can't even count how many empty beer cans there are scattered around her campsite. And Cayman's like, I'm going to fill those with rocks and set that up as an alarm between us. We slept in the same tent.
We've been listening to Amul's Shuffle on his podcast. On his iPhone.
Yeah.
He's been having the country music station just shuffled.
Yeah. And we had some good... We had gems.
And I don't know how sometimes I feel like iTunes knows the situation because it started off kind of party-like.
Yeah, it did.
And then the fire was dying out. All of a sudden, Patsy Cline's Crazy came on.
Yeah.
And then it got gayer by the song.
I mean, Blake Shelton was on.
It was getting so gay. And, I mean, anybody looking at us from the outside, we've gotten in the truck for 15, 20 minutes here and there.
Yeah.
Which is suspicious.
It is.
We're playing super gay songs.
Yeah. And, I mean, it started out, you know, I mean, like, Beer on the Table, right? It started out with Beer on the Table, and it just got super gay. The fire's down out, like you said. The stars are coming out. It's dark.
By the end of this night, any of our camping neighbors have no question that we're a couple.
Yeah, there's no question at all.
There's no question. It's just going to be surprising that we don't both get in the tent. People are going to be
they're going to think surprised. We had a quarrel, dude. They're going to think they're quarreling. Like a fax bat, dude.
Okay.
They're going to think we had a fax bat. And then, like, Cayman's like, we were walking around earlier. It was still light out. And Cayman's like, I want to make shirts that say we're not gay.
Yeah, we needed those shirts for this trip.
And then, like, we're probably going to hang out again in the future at some point, either if we go to P.F. Chang's China Bistro or camping again. And then we should just keep wearing those shirts every time we hang out.
It's sure to offend, and it's sure to bring a laugh.
Yeah.
Both.
We had gone to, we had gone to Vaughn's. We had linked up at my place. And then we went to a local supermarket to get provisions, and we checked out separately. And so came and checked out first, and then, you know, he got rung up for firewood, and then he went to the other end of the store to get the firewood. And the bagger who's bagging up my groceries says, are you guys together? And I'm like, yeah. And then I realized, what if she means together, together? I'm like, no, well, not like together, but we're going to the same place, yes.
Yeah. We're coming across very, very homophobic.
And we're not. We're not. But we're just saying that we're not gay.
It's just a funny thing right now in our culture for immature men to do. Just laugh at the funniness of being gay with each other.
Yeah. And I think, like, that's our thing. Like, we
and we've gotten as gay as you can get tonight.
Without blowing each other.
Without being inside one another.
Exactly. And it's funny because, I mean, several months back, we had gone to P.F. Chang's China Bistro, one of our, as you call them, dates.
Yeah.
And it's not a date. And we got seated, like, I would have preferred a table, but they set us at a booth. And it was kind of loud, so we kind of sat closer so we could hear each other talk. And then the next day, we're at work, and we're like, the waitress totally thought we were gay.
Yeah. Just a cute couple out for a date.
It was funny, and I think we come across as gay, and I think we...
Who's the man of the relationship is what I want to know.
Well, I mean, who's the one with the Confederate flag bandana? Obviously, yeah. Right? I mean...
I was thinking about that while you were setting up the tent, and the only... I will go forward and work on setting up a tent, but I was challenging Amul and seeing how fast he could do it and all that stuff, and I'm just holding the flashlight for him, and again, clearly the woman's work. So I'm thinking, out of the relationship, now I'm the woman. Which I didn't appreciate, but...
And, I mean, I think the Bowie knife saved you today, because you had that thing hanging off your hip. It's like a fucking 8-inch fucking blade Bowie knife hanging on his hip.
It served its purpose, though. Was it not utilized?
No, it was utilized.
I chopped wood.
You chopped wood with it, and then you whittled... We co-whittled a ergonomic shank. Not a shank, but an ergonomic shank.
Very ergonomic.
I mean, it's like butter, dude.
Yeah.
I hope you don't forget that here tomorrow when we leave.
No, and some more things that you thought might die and be forgotten, we're going to make immortal by putting on this podcast. Amul was telling me I was doing something with my knife or something, and then I was making fun of his knife or something, and he's like, He's like, oh, I'm sorry I'm not David Bowie like you.
I even forgot about that.
Something to that effect, right?
Yeah, I said, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not fucking David Bowie.
Yeah, David Bowie, awesome. So that's, seared that into the podcast.
That's awesome, because I would have forgotten. Tomorrow I'm going to forget most of everything that happened today. But yeah, because a Bowie knife, and then Davy Crockett, yeah, and then it's like I just blended those together, because, I mean, I was, what, about 23 beers deep at that point?
I think so, three.
So, yeah, it was, okay, a Bowie knife, but a Davy Crockett, whatever, you know what I mean.
This koozie is saving my hand right now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
God. Like, I can feel that it's cold underneath that koozie, but on my hand surface, it's not.
Yeah.
And it's really cold. I just put my long johns on. I got long johns, pants, sweatshirt, and a jacket. And it's chilly.
And you had gloves, but you dipped your hand into the cooler with your gloves on, so you soaked the glove.
Yeah, like 5 minutes after putting the gloves on.
Yeah, so you that was a misstep, I guess, if there ever was one. And I said to Cayman before we came here, I said I got a pair of sweats, because I came in shorts, but I said when it gets cold for night, I have a pair of sweats.
They're not sweats.
And then I put the sweats on, he's like, those aren't sweats.
And we have so many different options to choose from for signed photos at this point, especially of Amul. We got him in his jammy pants with white tennis shoes and a Confederate flag bandana.
And
it's a beautiful sight. Oh, the koozie on his beard. It's a beautiful
sight. And I think, like, Cayman very, very, like, he snuck a photo of me. I was on the edge of the hearth. I had one foot on the edge on the hearth. I was staring at the fire, just looking at it, and
just a majestic,
And he just snapped a photo of me head to toe with the glow of the fire. I got a fucking Confederate flag bandana, and he got a great photo of that.
Yeah.
What does he do? He fucking sends that to his girlfriend, and now God knows who has it.
Yeah. I think it's appreciated.
It's going to be appreciated. I hope so. I hope people see that.
It's a beautiful picture. Really, I mean, I only took one photo, I think, of this whole trip, and it's beautiful.
Yeah,
and you took many. It's a total candid.
Yeah,
we got good shots. I don't know if the lighting's good out here or what, but we just got some good shots.
We really did, and I got a good shot of you, you and Vader. Yeah. It's just, I think we touched on this before. Like, if you don't like dogs, I can't trust you. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
a dog is as much of a friend to a person as anyone can be. I mean, that's just.
Yeah.
A dog enhances.
Man's best friend is no joke. He's just, dogs are great.
Yeah. I mean,
especially
even
a good
people.
Labrador is like, I mean, I can see you not liking pit bulls or something, but if you just don't like dogs to where you just don't even like a Labrador.
Something's wrong with you.
You don't camp.
You don't camp. Yeah, you're not a man.
Yeah.
And if you're a woman, you're not even a woman. So it's, you're not even a human. I don't know what to say. But yeah, I mean, I think that we two have a good dynamic here, but Vader has enhanced that dynamic.
Yeah, yeah. He always enhances camping trips.
Yeah, he just had a blast. He's old, right? He's kind of an older dog.
He's like 13.
So he, I don't know how many years that is in dog years, but he probably felt like a puppy. Every moment that I've looked at him this camping trip, he's got the look in his eye of a puppy.
Yeah.
And he's just been running around. He's free as a wild animal out in the wild. And I think that seeing him being free and happy has made this trip even better.
Yeah, it does. It was just a success. How to sum it all up.
Yeah, and
it was just a success.
And I keep saying to you, like, we were so close. Well, maybe I was so close. It rained these last couple of days here.
You were almost
in Southern California. And up until last night, we didn't even know, like, until 9:30 last night, we didn't even know where we were going camping or if we were going camping. And we kind of decided, like, all right, we're just going to do it. We're going to meet up in the morning. And I didn't pack any of my shit till this morning.
Yeah, me neither.
And we just decided to come out. The weather couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
It was a little windy earlier, but...
It was windy. That's the only thing that prevented us from fighting.
Yeah, or else we would have fought. But, I mean, I don't want to fight when it's windy and the dust being kicked up.
Yeah, that's just...
Well, but do you want to fight maybe, like, next week sometime if the weather holds up?
Yeah, let's try to get something going next week.
I know.
I mean, in the morning, if I'm up for a morning fight, we might be able to do it tomorrow. But you'll probably be pretty hungover.
I'll probably be hungover. I'll drink some orange juice. I got a little orange juice. If I feel good, we'll fight. But otherwise, okay. There's always next week.
Let's plan on that.
There's no rush. But, I mean, this camping trip, I had high expectations. You might want to reference our earlier episode titled Camping.
Yeah.
And you could tell we were pretty hyped about that. And it's just been better than...
Are you talking about Camping 1 or Camping 2?
Well, Camping 2 was an hour ago, so not okay. Camping 2.
Okay.
But Camping 1, the original Camping episode from maybe like, you know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
The original Camping episode when we were talking about whittling and stuff. And
I don't think that made it to iTunes. We should put it to iTunes, though.
We should. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
We have a few unreleased podcasts.
Oh, and they're just gems.
They're gems.
I mean, it's just... I don't want to go negative, dude. I mean, is it okay if I just quickly go negative?
I don't care.
Some of the gems have been without one.
Oh, here we go.
But I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I just didn't want to go there. But I'm kidding. Juan is obviously, he's sorely missed tonight.
Yeah.
I think he would have made this epic outing even more epic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, those were.
With
those
that being said, Juan, you're fired. Sorry. Yeah.
No, the only reason that those episodes haven't been uploaded is because Juan's not in them, and hypocrisy is the three of us, so we're not going to upload episodes where Juan's not in it. We might have done a couple, but these for sure will get uploaded because this was just, you know.
Well, we should just upload anything we have.
Yeah.
Which is only like two maybe that didn't get published on iTunes, but we'll do that.
But, I mean, when...
Because there are some gems.
There are some gems. And I think they give a lot of insight into who we are. I think if people listen to those, they'll be like, oh, I understand Cayman and Emil a little better.
Yeah.
And I just know that the female audience is just going to want us even more. They're going to stalk us even more. And, you know, they're gonna flash us when they see us in public. And it's okay. I mean, it goes along with fame.
It does.
And when you're an entertainer at our level... It's gonna happen, you know. So, and you got your lightsaber. Yeah. Fucking, it's just been. We've used some nicotine products. Let's just say that.
Let's talk about the chewing experience. So, since we're going camping, we need to be.
I mean, disclose what we've done today, or
yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
that's
fine. Let's. This is.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fine.
We're gonna title this wrap up. This is going to be a wrap-up episode, so we'll just say wrap-up. We're going to wrap up everything that... We want our audience to feel as though they were here with us.
Yeah. All five of them. So, I bought some chew, just because it's fun for whatever reason to chew when you're camping. So, we each took a dip earlier, and when you're not used to chewing, and I do use this vapor thing, so I take in nicotine... But something about chew just really hits you hard, and Emil really doesn't barely smoke ever do anything.
Yeah,
nicotine wise. So
it hit me. I mean, it's gonna hit you fast.
He almost puked. That's basically what I'm gonna say. He was nibbling on a granola bar, taking a walk, hoping that the nausea would go away.
Exactly. I was trying to walk it off, and I threw that first chew, and I was like, hey, I'm good, and then I started to drink beer. And drinking the beer and chew at the same time, for a novice, it's a recipe for disaster.
It is. I mean, you're just asking to get sick.
And I was kind of arrogant. We were on a high, right? I mean, we got a kick-ass campsite. We paid $10 more for a premium ocean view, romantic kind of campsite. So I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this. And, you know, I felt good for a while. I got high as a kite. And then... I felt sick. My stomach was churning.
Yeah, the grizzly gotcha.
The grizzly. And then Cayman just refers to it as the grizz. Yeah. And then he knew that it made me sick, so he just fucking opened it into my face, and the smell of it almost sent me over the edge.
But he was back a couple hours later.
Yeah, I was back.
So you've dipped a couple times now since.
Yeah, I threw a second chew, and then like maybe an hour ago I threw a third.
Yeah.
And, it was a success. All three of those were a success. So, and I think as awful as I felt after that first one, it gave us a good story.
Yeah, and it's
been a good experience. Yeah,
a little buzz, a little nicotine buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Something feels
there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's not like I'm going to get gum cancer after doing it a handful of times. So whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't do great for our bodies necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, I drank, 11 beers?
Yeah, so far. Then you're going to kill the last one whenever.
But, I mean, there's no alcohol in them, but I'm pretty sure that it's not good for you.
Yeah, and I think it might be mental. Like, the buzz factor might be mental.
Yeah, no, I feel buzzed for some reason. And I don't think that's just the medicine talking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not the medicine talking. So. I mean, it's a, yeah, read between the lines. But it's not the medicine talking. It's, I think, the act of cracking open a beer, that sound.
Yeah.
And you're knocking them back one like after the
holding
other.
Holding the koozie.
Holding the koozie is essential.
Yeah, right? Koozie is essential.
And we remembered firewood. I remembered a hammer, the towel, the washcloth, but I didn't think of koozies.
What, do you have a koozie at home?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah. Yeah, it's probably
yeah,
koozie.
I don't think we have them any. Or I've had them in the past. I don't think I have any.
Now we have one. Not just a koozie, but a koozie with a story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lake Kachuma General Store.
Yeah, so, no, it was great. It was great. And I think, yeah, it was fun doing the podcast, too, while we're out here.
Yeah, I don't think I've had as much fun doing podcasts as I've had today.
Yeah.
And this is our third one, and I don't know if we should upload them all at once.
No, I'm going to do them one day. I'm going to stagger them.
Okay, let's stagger them. I mean, we want our audience to crave and be hanging.
Just, yeah.
So.
On the edge of their seat waiting to be continued the next episode.
And, you know, I know that we've done these podcasts today to make you feel like you're part of this trip. And let us know what you thought. You know, hypocrisy@gmail.com. Let us know about your camping experiences.
Any camping experience.
Any of you've never been camping, let us know what you think it's like.
Stupid, dude.
Whatever. I mean,
even if you've never camped,
let us know what you think it's like.
Okay, so you can see that you can see these episodes have gotten progressively more giggly from the first one. Oh shoot! Good times.
Oh, so I mean, should we wrap it up? I mean,
that's it.
We'll wrap up, and we'll do another one soon. I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
All right. Thanks.